Well, Father's Day is right around the corner, and if you're like most churches, you're wondering, what are we going to do to honor dads? Well, in today's episode, we have 7 ideas for your church to honor fathers. We hope this conversation helps your church reach more people and grow. This is the Reach Right Podcast. You're listening to the Reach Right Podcast, the show dedicated to helping pastors and church leaders reach people the right way. Hosted by me, Thomas Costello, and with me as always is my co-host, Ian Hyatt. We're here to help your church see more visitors and grow. Welcome to the Reach Right Podcast, episode number 101. I am your host, Thomas Costello, and with me as always is my co-host,
Ian Hyatt. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, not much, man. Father's Day is coming up.
I can't wait.
And that's our theme for today is 7 great Father's Day ideas for churches. I think that there's like this reputation that comes with Father's Day that it is kind of the second class holiday when there's Mother's Day and you got to do that up big. Everybody comes out on Mother's Day. Mom wants people to come. And then I've heard, I can't back this up with evidence, but Father's Day is historically one of the least attended days of the entire year for churches because dad just wants to stay home, or I guess is the idea. Dad isn't as into his faith as mom is, maybe. I don't know where it comes from. It's just something. Right. Have you heard that too?
Oh, I've heard it. Yeah. Probably just chalk it up to man laziness, right? Maybe. I don't know. That's one reason.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from exactly. But I will say that churches do tend to do a lot for moms on Mother's Day. And I think it's we do have a heart to do things for dads too. But I feel like a lot of times we're just stumped on some ideas. And I've seen some, I guess that's what we're going to be talking about today, is helping to give our audience some ideas on things they could maybe incorporate into their Father's Day service, some things that they can do there. These are all things that we've seen churches do. I've seen them to varying degrees of success. So I think it'd be a fun conversation to have. So your church, do you guys do it up big typically on Father's Day?
Not as big as Mother's Day, of course. So typical, right. I guess. But we've come up with some unique things over the years for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we do too. So I know a couple of these are from churches that I've been a part of or churches that I've led or the church that I'm a part of now. But I'll go ahead and kick us off here.
Yeah.
And so this, hopefully it just gives you some ideas. I think you probably don't want to do all 7 of these on Father's Day. It might be overkill. But more if you expensive. Do 1, maybe 2, I think that'd be really a cool thing here. So number 1 is bacon bar. I'm just telling you as a dad, this sounds fantastic to me. So if I walk into church and I'm handed a nice stick of bacon of different varieties, different flavors, I imagine like maple dipped or chocolate dipped bacon, just a nice stick. I heard of churches doing bacon flowers, kind of a reverse Mother's Day type thing going on there. I've seen some of those kinds of ideas, but I don't know. I love this one. I think it's just something you can do to honor dads right when they come in. It depends on your area. If you're a church in Portland or something,
I just spoke with a church in Portland today and, he may have been a vegan. I don't know, but it's okay.
You can't confirm or deny that, huh?
No, maybe have some celery on the side with the bacon. I don't know.
Yeah. Ants on a log, something like that. There you go.
That's good. I mean, bacon goes for meat lovers, which are, I think most dads, I think, bacon, it's just hands down goes good with it. There's never a bad time for bacon ever.
Yeah, that is. And I think that's just kind of getting us down. I think food is one of the keys to a man's heart. And so whether it be bacon or it be donuts or it be whatever it is that dads love in your area, I think a lot of times if you might want to think of something regional. Here in Hawaii, we have these special donuts called malasadas, and having a bunch of malasadas for dad, that would be fantastic. Bacon, again, great idea there. So do something food related. We might suggest a bacon bar.
Yep. Next one I'll cover here, which also I think is just having dad themed foods, which I think we covered just one of those, but and drinks. So dad's root beer, of course. How about that? I mean, that's a no brainer almost. But, you know, candy bars with maybe like, and I've seen some churches do like candy bars with like, you know, a dad superhero thing on the wrapper or whatever, something customized like that. So again, food, sweets, root beer, you know, stuff like that always comes over positive.
I've done the dad's root beer before at churches that we've led, and that's always kind of a hit for dads to have a nice dad's root beer. Here's what we did is we used to give out, I don't even know where you would find these now, but we'd give out Pop Rocks, and we'd say, because Pop Rocks, you know, so we kind of do this whole thing, and it was we'd give out Pop Rocks, and you kind of make a cheesy thing out of it, and I don't know,
The kids want the Pop Rocks, and it creates, you know, it's just some more excitement, right? So
exactly.
But I don't know, so I'd still do Pop Rocks even as dad now, but
you'd rock some Pop. I do remember when I was seven really enjoying Pop Rocks, but I think they've
been around.
Yeah, I'd go bacon any day though. I think that's take bacon over.
I take bacon. I think number one so far, bacon. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right, good. Next one is grilling supplies. I think this is always a fun one. We're just coming out of Memorial Day. We're in the midst of summer grilling season. There's a few ways you could do this. I think one of the most common ways I've seen is a church rub, for instance. So you'd make like you get bottles, and rubs are super cheap to make if you buy the ingredients in bulk. You go to Costco and you get a big thing of all the different things you would want in rub. You know, the spoiler is that most rubs are salt, pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, paprika, those kinds of things are what make for great barbecue type rubs there. And I know I used the one that I was given at our church last year. We were given a nice rub, and it was something we could use on, I think I used mine on some chicken. Turned out really good. So you could do it that route. You could also maybe have some kind of a giveaway. So if you want to take a time during the service and say, hey, who is the dad of the newest dad here? Who has the youngest kid in our entire church? And everybody kind of raises their hand as to how old their kids are, and give them a set of grilling tools maybe, or who has a son or daughter who lives the furthest away or something. Yeah. You know, having some kind of a competition for dads, I think that could be really cool to do. But grilling themed awards for those questions would really be a cool thing to do.
I'm in Texas, so that sounds great. The Texans, dad and me, would of course be all for that. But I think dads everywhere, a lot of them will appreciate grilling. So, no, that's a good one. So, next one, pre or post service games. I mean, so probably not something you want to make too lengthy. I don't know if you want to have a full on football game with dads getting injured or anything like that, or having to spend too much time, because dad's probably going to be, if it's after service, excited to go get lunch or have lunch made for him or whatever. If you're like me, I would just be like, my family, they roll their eyes at me, because whenever it is Father's Day, I call it Father's Day weekend. I say it's Father's Day weekend. I've done so much for you. What's in it for me? You know, what's coming back to me? But no, the games, getting back to that, I think, you know, cornhole, you know, you could set up a quick little cornhole thing, maybe kind of like a darts thing. And if dad hits a bullseye, you know, they get some sort of a little prize or something like that. I know one time, not for Father's Day, but my church, we had a guest speaker out who was like an ex-football player. And of course, our pastor's an ex-football player. So we had that whole thing here, and football's big in Texas and all of that. So we had like a bench press contest, as a matter of fact, or we had which dad can, how many times can you bench 135 pounds? Now, I don't know if that'll go over. Yeah, it was unique, but it was popular. It was
so
definitely popular.
Come in all their church clothes, and they hop onto the bench, and they're
it's just one set of like however many times you can lift this way. Anyway, you know, I don't know if that will work at most churches, but again, maybe the cornhole.
I love the idea. Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about just giving ideas of things. Hey, maybe it'll work at your church if you have the right kind of crowd, where bench pressing a certain number of reps would really the dads would go for that. Great.
But you would be careful though that you have people spotting. You don't want injuries at church, right? So
that'd be a miserable Father's Day. And as us dads tend to get older, as you and I both know, when we work out, that it can lead to injury from time to time.
It can, and it takes a long time to recover. There you go.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. So, all all right, number five, a father-child event. We talked about this one. We did kind of a sister episode to this one for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And so we talked about that for moms. I think that this isn't something maybe for Sunday morning, like, so you don't have an additional event right then, because I think you'll, your odds of good attendance are going to be poor. So I think that this is something maybe for Father's Day weekend, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
A father-child event. The obvious one is something like a daddy-daughter dance. I know that that's appropriate for dads with certain age daughters.
Right.
So I know if you're a father and you have a 35-year-old daughter, you know, you may not want to go to the daddy-daughter. She may not want to do the daddy-daughter dance.
Right.
With you. Might be cute still. Hey, who knows?
Sure.
But just some ideas there. But yeah, especially, I know I've been to them with my daughter when she was younger. My daughter is 16.
Now your daughter, my daughter and your daughter, both being teenage, yours a little older than mine, but they may be like, no, Dad.
I don't think so, Dad. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
If you insist.
I think just it might be a little tight on time for this, because you probably needed to be announcing this a few weeks ahead of time. So if you're watching this podcast here in 2022, you may not have time to do this father-child event kind of an idea. But for next year, it's something you can kind of be thinking about. I think a daddy-daughter dance, or maybe some other ideas, kickball tournaments, or those kind of things could all be really cool ideas for kind of a father-themed event there.
Yeah. Well, here's the next one here. Host a guest speaker. Well, this one, you know, then, I mean, it's probably been done quite a bit, but maybe you get in a men's ministry leader or something like that, a real man's man. Hey, maybe it could be a woman speaker that challenges all the dads to be better husbands and fathers. But I don't know about that. But yeah, you could. But also, you know, there's, you could have a panel of, I know that my church likes to do a lot of Q&A stuff and gets in a panel of not just men, but panel. It could be a panel of dads, you know, that of different aged kids, then you ask different various questions to, something like that could be really neat. But yeah, you know, it makes it a little bit of an occasion and something different.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think that, you know, for a lot of churches, they can bring in a local celebrity or someone like that. Or maybe there's someone in your church that maybe they were a high school football hero back in the day, or someone that has some kind of a story like that. And maybe they're not even doing the whole message, but just kind of recounting something or someone that people in your area would know. Depends on your church, obviously.
Right.
But I think that having someone that is not normally the one speaking is a good idea. And I'll say this, too, as a lot of pastors that listen to our podcast are fathers themselves.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with having that weekend off. I think it'd be a pretty good time to spend some time with your kids and just enjoy service and maybe not have to prepare the whole message over Father's Day weekend, like we were saying there. So
absolutely. Good stuff.
All right, last one, probably the most important, I'd say, is honor fathers during service.
Yeah.
So I think this is something that's really important. Here's something that I have caught wind of, is that Mother's Day, the theme for Mother's Day services is typically, oh, moms are so great. We love moms. Aren't moms the best? We just, they're just amazing. And then that's all well-deserved. I agree with all of those things. I just said, moms are great. I love my mom. My wife is a great mother. I cherish mothers.
Yeah.
However, for Father's Day, the theme is often the opposite. It's, hey, dads, we really got to step it up. We're not doing enough as dads. You're too distant. You're not loving your kids enough. We need to pick it up, dads, right?
Yeah,
could you imagine giving that message on Mother's Day? Hey, moms, you're not doing enough. You know, you are not doing it right, moms. You need to pick up the game. That wouldn't go over well, right?
No, us dads and husbands are already on thin ice as it is, right?
Exactly.
So it's, and dads are always known as the ones that need to step it up. So
right. And so, like, is it any wonder that it's easier to get moms to want to come to church on Mother's Day than get dads to come on Father's Day when we're doing really very different things? A lot of times, I'm not accusing every church. I just am telling you what I have witnessed. I think we all get the importance of dads, but this is number seven. I think it's important that we honor fathers during the service.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you have a message, and it very well may be deserved that dads do, I agree. There's lots of dads, and all of us need to step it up and
yeah.
become better fathers to our kids, yeah. better husbands to our wives. I'm all for issuing a challenge. I would maybe suggest holding back on that and not doing it on the day that we choose to celebrate dads,
right.
Not doing it on Father's Day, and instead
yeah.
having one that honors dads and yeah. really praises dads and celebrates the hard work.
Because the then they come back. Because then they come back next Sunday, and then you can go hard
then
on repentance and make
exactly.
it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so
kick him in the teeth next week. That's really
that's
the
right.
solution to all this. So
that's fun.
Yeah. But I think just taking the time to honor dads, having dads yeah. stand. If you're the kind of church that lays hands on people, then you would have people around them lay hands on them, honor, bless dads. Take some time really just to do those kinds of things. And
yeah.
I think that can change the culture and you can see more turnout and
yeah.
have a bigger impact on dads on Father's Day if you do those kinds of things.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, that's it. Any closing thoughts or anything, Ian? Anything as we're kind of wrapping up here?
No. You know, as I consult with so many pastors, most of them are dads, you know, and I would just say to, you know, our listeners and viewers that, you know, hey, we appreciate you guys, you know, and,
yeah.
and you deserve to be honored, you know, and dads have a challenge in this day and age. So
yeah.
I think that, you know, to go to church, to be honored and be celebrated even by your Heavenly Father. I think dads need to know that they are celebrated by their Heavenly Father. And we appreciate you, dad, pastors, dad, ministry yeah. leaders, and keep up the good work. And then also, if you are not doing good work, step it up. Let
right.
the challenge, let the rebuke come from us and not from maybe church so much this weekend.
That's it. I'll end with one other little kind of caveat or caution. The numbers bear out that about half of the people in your church don't have a good relationship with their dad, or there's some kind of attention there, or they had an absentee father, or there's some kind of abuse, or there's so many issues. And I think that's where a lot of this tension comes.
Yeah.
And I just think we need to be sensitive to that. I don't think you throw yeah. out the baby with the bathwater. You don't say, you know, we're not going to say anything because
right.
we might offend somebody. I think that's the wrong approach on this.
Yeah.
But I would say that you do need to be sensitive to all of the people in your church that don't have a good relationship with their father, or Father's Day is a reminder of painful times and things that were hurtful to them there. So be sensitive to that. I'd say even speak to it, but don't spend the majority of your time there. And I think the point of that is pointing to our Father, pointing to our Heavenly Father, who is the one who is the best dad, and remembering that we all have a Father in Him. And so I think
yeah.
just kind of keeping that in mind as you're doing it. But in the end, it's important that you celebrate dads, and we hope you guys have a great time doing that here in a couple weeks. So we'll leave it at that for this week. Thank you guys so much for being a part of our Reach Right family. If this has been helpful to you, or you maybe got an idea that was something you might want to put into place this year or next year, go ahead and hit the like button, share this, give us a comment, subscribe, follow, do all those kinds of things you can do wherever you're watching this episode. Thank you guys so much for being a part
Thanks.
Of our Reach Right family, and we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening to the Reach Right podcast. We hope this episode will help you reach people the right way. Looking for more resources for your church? Check us out online at reachrightstudios.com. If this episode has been helpful to you, it would mean the world to us if you would rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.